Acts chapter 17, verse 23. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to an unknown God. Now what you worship is something unknown, I'm going to proclaim to you. Hi, this is Keith Davey on MyBridge Radio, keeping you connected. As you enter into the spiritual journey of others, you will encounter obstacles. Don't be surprised, Paul did as well. When Paul encountered a group of philosophers in Athens who challenged him, he didn't give up. Instead, he looked for common ground. Now, it may not have been obvious at first in this city full of idols, but he could identify their awareness that there was more than they knew. He identified with their unknown God, who he then proclaimed to them as the one true creator who raised Jesus from the dead. The result? Some sneered, others listened, and a few became followers. The responses that Paul received are common to what we see today. Effective bridge builders look for common ground in the midst of differences of outlook and belief. They don't compromise their own beliefs. Rather, they use the common ground as a starting place to build toward Jesus. Remember, there's always common ground if we take time to look. Take a step this week. The next time you're in a discussion with someone who believes differently, look for common ground. Start with what you agree on and build to Jesus. Cojourners, connecting you to a life that matters.